You can do it. The time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys. As we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live, always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Oh, change the world.
Change the world. You can do it.
You can do it.
The time is now. Time is now. Let's get to it. Let's get to it. Just believe.
Well, actually, talking about the time is now and let's get to it, the person that has helped us the most get to it, and not just us at Life Changes, but so many people, is our guest tonight, and she's our very own executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue. I am so proud of her, and we are having her on the show because for many reasons. She not only is our executive producer, but she is so much more, and I'll tell you how much more a little later on in the show. She is mainly involved in so many people's lives through workshops and personal sessions with them, et cetera, et cetera. So many people look to her, and we thought, well, we've never had her on the show to talk about the Energetic Alchemy, which she founded. It's a workshop. It's so much more. So we'll get to talk about that. As a matter of fact, several times I started the workshops with her, where I would talk a little bit about how I came to know Dorothy and her work, and how I came to love it and grow from it and get passionate about sharing it. And one of the reasons why I'm so passionate about sharing it with you all today here on our very show. It's interesting. I have been on the search for people to be able to understand me and for me to be able to understand myself since as long as I can remember. And so in all of that time, I never really found anybody who would get me completely and more so meet me where I was and be able to help me get to a deeper level of understanding of myself and the world around me, the energies and all of that. And so meeting Dorothy was such a welcome experience and has continued to be so. I love to tell a story, and I used to at the beginning of her workshops of during my search, how I would try so many different workshops and over the course of many years, came to gain so many experiences. But the one thing in particular that I like to share is how so many of the workshop leaders and the spiritual counselors or what have you would say things along the line of, you don't have the power. I have the power, and I will give you the power at the end of this course. And that resonated with me in such, or did not resonate with me. And a couple times I got up and left, because that, there's enough of that in our world. We get that kind of everywhere. You're not good enough. You're not young enough. You're not pretty enough. You're not thin enough. You don't do this. You don't drive this. We get that enough. I didn't need a spiritual a teacher telling me that I still didn't have it and that they would give it to me. And when I met Dorothy, one of the first things she said to me is that I was special and I had something special inside of me. And I later came to find out that she says this to everybody. But it actually is true, I've come to find out, because she helps to bring that out of everybody she connects with. So with that, it is a pleasure to know that when Dorothy starts her workshops, actually one of the very first things she says is, you have the power. And she helps demonstrate that within the first couple of minutes of her workshops. And from there, it's all downhill in a good way. So actually, it's going to be all downhill from now when we come right back on and have fun with our own executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, in just a few minutes.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
This is Filippo, and our guest today is Dorothy Lee Donahue, otherwise known as Love and Miracles, actually. Not only her Gmail address, I think one of her websites used to be that, or still is. And Love and Miracles is something that is attributed to her by many people. They call her Mama. They say she's pure love. I've got some testimonials I'll read later on. Actually, that was a hard thing to do, is to pick from the many, many amazingly deep testimonials. I'm so happy to have been reviewing them and just be reminded of how others see her. Of course, I know her and see her happily often, but others see her in the same way without even knowing her as well as I do. She is the founder of Energetic Alchemy. She is the co-founder of Life Changes Network and executive producer of the Life Changes with Filippo show. She's a spiritual accelerator. I'll get to her to explain that, actually. She's a transformational teacher and speaker and workshop leader, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Welcome, Dorothy Donahue, to your show in more ways than one.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, you're here every week and more, although this is in a different capacity, and yet you do this every day, talk about your work, or rather you do your work with people every day. And I have to say, I am so proud of you. I've only known you maybe 7 or 8 years now, but very well at that. And I feel like I've known you much more, maybe more lifetimes. But to watch the people transform and to see yourself in a place where you're strong and able to share people your truth, their truth, and make them better people, knowing where you came from and what your truth was years ago.
It's been a journey. It's been a very interesting journey. And I chose a lot of difficult obstacles to overcome so I could be the guide for others and come from a place of experience rather than just come from a place of knowing it all.
You know, I have to ask you, did you know at the time that you, while you were going through this, that this is why you chose it?
Not at all. Not at all. No. It's something through working with people, through doing the workshops and the private sessions, I have learned more about me than most people know in 1,000 lifetimes. And it's through the process, my work is about getting people to understand who they are and why they make the choices that they do. And so having experienced so much of what people would call negative things earlier on in my lifetime, I have had to find answers to transform myself. And that's what I share with people, is my experience of having made less than elegant choices, lots of them, to making the most elegant choices possible each and every day.
Do you care to share a couple of those less than elegant choices? You don't have to.
No.
I know you do, though.
Well, we're at a time of planetary evolution and shift. And there are so many of us who have really come to make a difference on this planet and to help other people understand how the chaos was created so that we can create a new and better world. And so I've done this before, many lifetimes, and this time I'm doing it from a place of having experienced some really interesting things. There was rape, incest, molestation that I was able to completely block out of my life for a long, long time, which caused
me... Or your consciousness.
My consciousness.
Because you had totally, it in your life.
It was in my life. And so I used sex and alcohol to numb myself out and just really made some interesting choices being under the influence of as much alcohol. I have 3 telephone poles in Texas. I wasn't happy being here on the planet, and so I would accidentally have car accidents. And
with the telephone poles?
With the telephone poles. Okay. I have 3 telephone poles that have my name on them in Texas. And then after that, I accidentally died a couple of times by chasing my pain medication and other medications down with alcohol, not to kill myself. I was never saying, oh, I can't stand it here anymore. But unconsciously, I was not a happy camper. In 2001, I had been in a wheelchair for over 2 years, and I'd been told that I'd never walk again without excruciating pain. And I believed it. I gave all of my power to the doctors. I had let them by this time operate on my knees 7 times. And each step I took, it was just like knives stabbing me in the knees and my lower back. And I believed them. So I died again one night and went home to the light. And I was met by an old friend. And he said, you have to go back. And I said, heal me. And he said, where would the fun be in that?
Oh, yes. Where would it?
And at the time, I was so angry. I was just so angry with him. But I get it now. If they had healed me, I wouldn't be able to show people that it's possible. So he told me he would give me, that I'd get a book in 3 days, and I'd use the message from the book to heal myself. And I remember coming back kicking and screaming like I have every time I've made it off the planet. And 3 days later, I got a book called Messages from Water. And an interesting, thankfully, but during this whole time that I was self-destructing, people were coming to me for help. Had I listened to a thing that I was saying to them, I wouldn't have had to experience all of this, but I wasn't. And so I get this book, Messages from Water, and I'm looking at it, and people are coming to see me, and I'm showing them these pictures and not understanding why I'm showing Dr. Emoto's work to the clients. And one day I got it, and I said, wow, I need to change my thoughts. I need to change my beliefs. I need to change my words. That's going to change everything. And within 6 months, I was out of that wheelchair and on a plane to South Africa, and I climbed a mountain. Now, the gentleman I was with said it was a hill, but trust me, it was a mountain.
I think I hear grand applause and the trumpets blaring and birds flying. The doves flying. Well, actually, obviously, you haven't just changed your words, but you've changed your attitude about the experiences, because the way you are telling them sounds like you are more than okay, if not even grateful. I rarely hear people sharing that list of experiences, and I think you covered everything a human can experience, and say it with just such grace and ease, and say that was that, and now I'm here because of that. So more power to you. And speaking of more power, I get the feeling that what you're about to share now is the basis of the work that you founded and you help people with, is energetic alchemy. So when we come back, we're going to talk about more experiences through the eyes of energetic alchemy, that Dorothy founded, when we get back right after this.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, FILIPPO.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
This is Life Changes, and actually one of the backbones to Life Changes is our very own guest, executive producer Dorothy Lee Donahue, who is also known as the Love and Miracle Lady. She's actually been called so many things. Here's a fine example. When we talk about the founder of Energetic Alchemy, Dorothy, your workshop leaves me with a heart full of gratitude. The strongest feeling is that of having everything I need within me. With that feeling, I am going with trust and positivity throughout my day. There are several differences in me that were not here before we met one another. I could go on, and that's from Monica in Germany. I'll read a couple more a little later on. I want to get straight into energetic alchemy. What is it? Where did it come from? What do we do with it?
Everything is energy. Absolutely everything. And we are the co-creators of our lives by using our words, which are energy. And what Dr. Emoto showed us was the power of our thoughts, our words, our beliefs, and tomorrow is what we believe, think, feel, say, and do today. So energetic alchemy is all about helping one remember that we are the power in our world. We are the co-creators. And most of the time, human beings are co-creating like I used to on a very unconscious level. And energetic alchemy helps one become very conscious, awake, and aware. And by choosing new thoughts, they become our new words and our new beliefs. And then that becomes our new actions, which then becomes our character and therefore our destiny. So we're constantly telling stories and we're constantly creating. But we are creating, too many of us, and I did it for a long, long time, from our childhood memories and our childhood words and thoughts and beliefs. And it's so interesting because our parents were programmed by their parents, and this just goes on and on and on. And once we realize that we are capable of thinking and choosing better ways to look at this thing called life on Earth, once we realize we are the power in our world, life doesn't happen to us, we're the co-creators of it, then things just get so much better. Like I got out of the wheelchair. Once I started really listening to myself and loving myself enough to always do the things I know I need to do, I dropped 125 pounds. When you met me, Filippo, I was a much larger woman. And now I'm healthy and happy and getting younger by the minute.
Obviously. So tell us more about the workshop.
What happens in the workshop is that you remember who you are and how this thing called life works. We start off with a beautiful ceremony. I believe that ritual is very, very important. And I start off my day every day with this daily prayer that I wrote after I was told I had to come back and heal myself. And by starting off with the daily prayer, and we do this in the workshop, it sets our intention and puts our attention to where we want it to be so that we can co-create a more positive experience each and every day. So I show in the workshop exactly how our thoughts and our words affect us and affect the world around us. And I'm a perfect example of what negative thoughts can lead to, and how by just simply changing our thoughts, we can change our lives. So by showing and sharing what I've actually experienced, people begin to see that they have created their dis-ease with life, because all dis-ease begins in the mental and the emotional bodies before it shows up in our physical body. So what the workshop is about is really sharing what healing is and what healing isn't. And all healing is self-healing. The workshop provides you with the Reiki Mastery Certificate, but so, so much more. And it's a lot of fun.
Well, you're talking a lot about changing our thoughts and changing our words. What about changing the energy? Because energetic alchemy. So the alchemy of what happens when we change our thoughts and our words, and I'm getting that part. And the energy part?
Well, everything is energy.
Oh,
and
right.
The words that I'm talking about is how our words are energy, our thoughts are energy, and about taking responsibility. That's all energy. When we take responsibility, when we begin to understand how this thing called life works, then we can fully step into our power and create in a more positive way.
So now Reiki is hands-on or hands-off energy healing. How is energetic alchemy beyond Reiki?
Reiki, most Reiki practitioners would have you come in and they'll put you on a table and move the energy and then send you home and you come back the next week and they do the same thing. When I was teaching energetic alchemy in Germany, I've taught lots of Reiki masters. It's like you couldn't bump into someone who wasn't a Reiki master in Germany. And they told me that they never knew anything about healing until they took my class, because healing is more about understanding where disease comes from. And so we spend a lot of time talking about how we created this physical challenge in our lives. And then how to move that energy by connecting with source energy, by connecting with Mother Earth and channeling that energy through our hands. So if one were on my table and they had stuck energy any place, I can break it up and move it. But unless I address the emotional causes, I'm not helping anyone. So that's why a session with me is 3 hours long. Instead of just throwing someone on the table and saying, come back next week, I want to help my clients understand how they've created their present situation and how they can change it. And you can't do that in an hour.
I have a testimonial here that says, where to begin? This class has literally changed my life. I had not yet realized what I had been searching for until I met Dorothy. She literally opened me up to my true potential, a potential I have embraced with open arms. I'd recommend this class to anyone seeking to connect with their higher self and discover the magic we are all possible of. Something like that. Lindsay Kent. That's really beautiful.
Well, that's what I love about my job, is helping people remember that they are the power in their world and how to use the power. The first thing we do is connect. We go through this beautiful ritual and we connect with Mother Earth and we connect with source energy and bring it in, let it commingle in our hearts, and then that energy comes out through our hands. And it is just amazing to allow people to remember that there is a master healer within each and every one of us. There is. And some of the things that I've seen in the class are just amazing. People who had never, ever thought about being a healer all of a sudden feel this rush of energy going through them. And what's happening more and more in the recent classes is people who have never, ever done any kind of energy will tell me when I ask them what happened while you were being the healer. And they tell me, I see the person as healed. And I kept saying, you are healed. You are healed. That is beautiful and wonderful because they're reading the universal mind. And Greg Braden has an incredible video that I have not shown my class by this time, but they're picking up on the fact that to see someone as healed rather than as sick is the key mm-hmm. in this. And Greg Braden has a wonderful 3-minute video where you can actually see a tumor, inoperable tumor, disappear in real time just by the practitioner and the client believing that they are healed.
Believing. Here's one thing before we go to break, and when we come back, I do want to talk about, well, there's so much, but Dorothy, the spiritual accelerator. I actually have heard other words used, accelerator, awakener, activator. So I'd like to know what that's about, but I want to leave the audience with this. Dear Dorothy, thank you sincerely for blessing me with your wisdom, compassion, and love. I am awake, in capital letters, and I am grateful for you, in capital letters, for your, quote, jump start. I finally feel like I belong. I finally feel like I am not separate from this world we live in. Knowing that I do have the power to cause changes in my world has awakened the very best inside my soul. I am finally healed physically and emotionally, making me able to do and be all that I always knew I was meant to. You are a precious gem in the harsh terrain I walked on. She's a poet. And because of you, now I walk on supreme bliss. Only by believing it to be so. Thank you, thank you. Love, Jerry Fortune. Well, when we come back, more of this beautiful bliss, supreme bliss, I should say. And if you want to learn more about Dorothy, of course, you could always find her on our website at lifechangesnetwork.com. She's always there, ever present. But you could go directly to Energetic Alchemy, energeticalchemy.com. For those of you who don't know how to spell alchemy, alchemy.com. We'll be right back with Dorothy Lee Donahue after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
This is Filippo, and if you were listening to the commercial break there, one of those commercials, the voice was Shadow Stevens actually reading from his own testimonial for Dorothy Donahue, and I love how he says, "a tangible, transcendental experience." Anyway, I like that. Here's another one from Casey Pearson. "I had a white light experience. I can say that Dorothy's knowledge and experience has changed my life forever. I had a positive, life-changing experience with her. She is a beacon of light and shares her light with all who see her." Dorothy, actually, that's perfect introduction to what I wanted to get at, because I love these three words. They're powerful and not always necessarily understood by people when they say, "Oh, Dorothy is an accelerator, an awakener, and an activator." What are we accelerating, awakening, and activating? Or what are you accelerating, awakening, and activating?
We're all doing it at Life Changes, so it's not just me. We are all on a spiritual journey, each and every one of us. And some of us are kind of like walking through quicksand, and we need the love and the support of one another. So that's what I'm doing, is loving people and supporting them and loving themselves and making better choices. And this accelerates them on their path, giving them the tools. Daily prayer is a life-changing tool. And if people did nothing but read that prayer in the morning and at night, their life would change. But I share so much more with them than just the prayer.
Actually, before we move on from the prayer, you have decided that you're going to give all of our listeners who ask for it the daily prayer, so that everybody could have the benefit of that. So if you go to Dorothy's email address, which is actually on our website at energeticalchemy.com, but you could go to love and miracles, and that's all spelled out, loveandmiracles@gmail.com. Send Dorothy an email. Tell her how much you enjoyed the show, if you want, and she will send you the prayer, the daily prayer that all of her clients get. One of the many things that all of her clients get. So, Dorothy, can we specifically talk about what are we accelerating, awakening, and activating?
So what we are accelerating is our spiritual journey. We're moving by getting the tools, by setting our intention through the daily prayer, putting our attention to where it needs to be instead of on our old stories. We are automatically accelerated. We move forward. It's instead of continuing to do it in the old way. And it's all about intention. So that's what the accelerating is. Awakening. We have been taught so many untruths. We've been taught that life happens to us. And having died numerous times and gone to the light and had it explained to me very carefully, we are the co-creators. And awakening people to that aspect of their lives is just so much fun once people really understand, wow, I created this situation with this man or with this woman. I did it. They didn't do it to me. I did it. And that is an awakening when we understand that we are the power in our world. I used to have a PhD in victimhood and a master's in pity me. And now I have switched to being the master of my own destiny.
And the activating?
Activating is an interesting thing that happens. I have this energy that comes through me. I've seen it ever since I was a small child. And I've actually have some pictures of it that I shared during my workshops of this energy that comes through my hands. I've seen it and didn't really quite understand what it was for a long time, but there are codes that come through me and I can give them to other people, and this is an activation. All of us have amazing gifts inside of us that we have forgotten. When we choose to be here on this planet, we sign up for all kinds of things, and knowing that we're going to pass through the veil of forgetfulness. And so we forget, and we get down here and see that, wow, there's a lot of stuff going on this planet. Did I really sign up for this? I see so many people who come and are very unhappy being here until they remember that they have very special gifts. So there's an activation that takes place, and I've seen it happen, and I can't explain it any better than that. It's just my gift. Like, you have incredible gifts. You're a great host, and you have the most beautiful voice, and you can sing. My gift is that I can activate these memories of, and that's what it is. I'm not doing anything but awakening and activating the memories that are in the cellular body.
Well, I can certainly speak to that, and we can do a whole show on that. It's great to be able to touch on so many things. And one of the things that I really liked is that you touched on the fact that Reiki masters come to you and they learn from you. And here's one that wrote, even though I have been a Reiki master for years, energetic alchemy with Dorothy has endowed me with more blessed transformations to my life path. I am so grateful to have connected to such a beautiful and blessed healer. I have been guided to healing animals and nature, and after Dorothy's course, I have seen wonderful miracles around me and in nature. Dorothy is truly one of life's treasures, like a crystal, and her presence is a gift to the world. I will certainly go back for a tune-up. Love and blessings to Dorothy, Letitia McKee. How does it feel to have people have that kind of experience, being whether with you in a workshop or with you in your sessions? I know it's your work, but when they walk away and they say this, and you walk away saying, wow.
Wow, is what I say. You have seen me right after a workshop, and I'm bouncing off the walls and the ceiling saying, and then this happened, and then this happened, and oh, wow, if you could have only seen this. And it's such a blessing to be the presence that allows people to really remember who they are and embrace their magnificence and their mastery, and to watch them come in very confused about this thing called life. And many of them come in with their PhDs in victimhood, and they leave.
Or with actual PhDs in science, and then and then skeptics, actually.
That's right.
And then walk away believers. Actually, not that I was a skeptic, but I saw things that happened in workshops that I hadn't seen before. I remember this one lady had this crooked toe, and this 24-year-old or 25-year-old was doing energy on...
She was 18 years old. She had just gotten married, and... they came here for their honeymoon and took the workshop. That was their gift to each other.
And then all of a sudden during the workshop, this lady screamed and said, "My toe's been healed." And we're like, "What's going on over there?" And then she shared that her toe's been like that forever since she dropped something on it and been to doctors and all that, and it wasn't fixed. And all of a sudden, she's like, "Look, it's normal. It's back to normal." And this other kid who was able to he described it as light coming out of somebody's throat, and then talked about the experience that he was having. And it ended up being exactly the experience that the person he was describing was going through. Or this actually older man who, during the workshop, started talking about somebody in the workshop saying things that they knew about him without ever having known that person before the workshop, and then saying that it appeared to him, et cetera, et cetera. So that's all stuff. I mean,
that's activation. That's activation of gifts that they didn't know they had. This young 18-year-old had never done any healing whatsoever in her life, and she's looking at that toe, and she's one of the first people who got it. She saw that toe as straight, and so the toe had no choice but to straighten.
You know, I'm going to read one more, actually, and let you close out our session together with the few minutes that we have remaining. But I have to say, you know, all these testimonials and so many more are on your website at energeticalchemy.com, but I haven't taken the time to read it. And I have to say, I'm very, very proud of you. Here's one: if the quality of my life can be measured by the time I invest in the company of visionaries and the currency of love, then my net worth has exponentially increased after attending Dorothy Lee Donahue's Energetic Alchemy Weekend. And I like the fact that it goes on and on and on, but I like the fact that she says, "We were all active participants, Lael Beloved." So, and she's an empowerment life coach. So, you know, for her to say this kind of thing, and for all of these people, actually, I was proud of you before. I'm proud of you now. I continue to be proud and wowed. Proud and wowed.
Wow, I like that. Well, I'm so blessed. I love my job. I love doing the workshops. And I invite our audience to write to me at loveandmiracles@gmail.com, and I'll send you the information about the workshops. And the next one is this coming weekend. And please join me. Let's have some fun. Let's change our thoughts and our words, and let's change our lives.
Well, the next one's this coming weekend in Los Angeles, but I know you do them as many places as you're invited to and that you schedule. And so if you anybody wants to come to a workshop, connect with Dorothy at energeticalchemy.com or at loveandmiracles@gmail.com. If you want to have a workshop in a city near you, then by all means connect with Dorothy. And also, you do speaking engagements and, of course, your private sessions, your so well-known private sessions. Share a little bit about that again.
Well, my private sessions are are quite intense. And I have you fill out a document that is so important for you to have the answers to. And people say, wow, I haven't thought about these things. And in order to really function at our highest capabilities, you need to have the answers to these questions. And so we go over some of this, and then I put you on the table, and you, through energy, you have a light sound experience that is indescribable.
Or as Shadow Stevens would say, a tangible transcendental experience, quite unlike meditations or anything else I've ever experienced. I can't do it like
that. So after a private session with this beautiful young man, he gets up off the table and he said, I'm flying you to England. I have people there who need to hear what you have to say. So I'm ready to go anytime, anywhere. I am ready to help you master your life.
Well, thank you for mastering yours to at least this level so that you could help so many of us master ours. And with that, Master Dorothy, this has been a pleasure to have your support and love and energy and time and effort and mind on everything life changes for so long. Sometimes we forget that you have this whole other life that is so big and so important, and so glad that you spend time over here to thank you for all that you do.
Thank you.
With all that, that's Dorothy Lee Donahue, energeticalchemy.com. And when we come back, our producer, Mark Leger, will be joining us for our producer's wrap right after this.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
We're back. This is Filippo and having our producer's wrap with Mark Leger. And Mark, this has been kind of special. All three of us got to be on today. I'm so proud of Dorothy.
Dorothy's been the glue and our journey and in so many others' journey or journeys. It was really rewarding to sit back and listen to that discussion through the eyes that I have now and the experiences that I've amassed and what I learned not only in her classes, but from her individually and from you and what we're doing. What I wanted to mention or to surface in terms of this discussion, because a lot of people see a couple of words and they immediately have an association, or they think they know or might assume things. And so you hear these words, energetic alchemy, without having the benefit of this whole interview or having an intimate knowledge of what that means or where Dorothy's coming from. A couple of things came to mind. And that's that we are information and we are vibration. And we're learning this outside of the body. We're learning this. There's documentaries about water and how water actually holds information.
Yeah.
There's new technologies being developed by the biggest semiconductor companies on the planet using water or other materials to hold information.
Yeah.
There's new technologies for uploading and downloading information to the brain or to the body. Much like that, now there's been a remake, but Total Recall, that movie that many are familiar with. So when you take some of the knowledge that we have and then you combine it with what we've learned and or are remembering about who we are, it really is common sense and the common sense goes much deeper in that the what Dorothy helps you do, what energetic alchemy helps you do, is get out of your own way,
yeah,
and really reveal that which you already know, and more importantly, that which you're already capable of.
Wow, you know, thank you for saying that, because it's reminding me of something that I think is more important, more so than any of the words spoken here. And that's just it. It's the energy that somebody embodies. And so it's not just listening to what Dorothy has to say. As a matter of fact, she says sometimes people go into a daze sometimes while she talks, or go to sleep and then come back and say, wow, what just happened? But I've seen so many people go up and give her a hug and then just hold on to her like she's a life saver, or start to cry. Or in my case, I said hello and then kind of walked away because I thought, oh, I'm not ready to learn the truth. I just knew that something was about to happen and it was good. And I was in a kind of self-destructive mode, and I wasn't ready to be happy.
I've never been there.
And you know, interestingly enough, to that point, I know a lot of people, obviously, and a lot of people know Dorothy. So to watch the people that have walked away and watch their lives continue to either be the same or get worse, and then watch the people that have embraced her, whether they embrace her as going to her for sessions or just kind of embrace the love. And you could tell that they're on a path that is towards more love, more enlightenment and all that. Whether they come see Dorothy or not, you could just tell by the way they embrace her or talk to her that they're on a path, or they're not. She brings that out.
and it takes... I've often said this, it takes a lot of courage. What she does, she's probably one of the most courageous people that I know, because day in and day out, she is a lightning rod for truth for people that are most of the time not in a place to hear it.
And then
it unfolds from there. Can they assimilate it? Will they have to come back and hear it again someday? Will they take it to heart and make an adjustment? You know, you've laid miles and miles and miles of pavement going down a path with the right intent going in towards a destination, and yet you are off a degree. And what if you are, where are you ending up if you are off just one degree? You know, from a construction analogy.
From a construction engineering analogy, because what I know what you're getting at. You want to explain it, or do you want me to?
Go ahead.
No, because it's like, if you're off by one degree, that's no big deal. Well, it's no big deal maybe... I mean, it depends on what it is, but if you're right next to it, but if that one degree, you go miles and miles and miles in that one degree, by the time you end up, you'll never end up, actually, because it'll be so far from where you're headed.
Exactly.
You're brilliant.
Exactly. And if you have two choices, you go back and either tear up all that pavement and start over, or you know, take a sharp turn and start angling back, or just simply adjust your angle. But either way, there's change. There has to be change, in order you have to reorient and redirect. And how quickly you can flex and redirect is how quickly you'll get back on track and reach the destination that maybe you yourself have set. We all reflect on this daily. This is our business. Change is our business. My whole life has been a series of changes. Some changes I've made or accepted sooner than others. Other changes, maybe I was a little more stubborn, and maybe they took more time. Maybe I had to do it multiple times. Maybe I had to learn it different ways in order to change, you know, and understand how to change. But either way, it's everybody's business.
Yeah.
Change is really everybody's business. We've taken it on in a broader light, but when you walk into that energetic alchemy class, your life is going to change. You're going to learn things about yourself. You're going to remember things. You're going to feel things you didn't understand. We can't hear the frequency of a dog whistle.
Right.
That doesn't mean that it doesn't exist, and that's right. Evidenced by any dog that's around. We can't see but a fraction of the visual spectrum that's out there. And yet we recognize that our DNA is a receptor and an interactor with light. And we recognize that we have 90% of our DNA is considered junk, or maybe we just don't know what the heck it's doing. And that translates directly to this possibility. Yet at the same time, we step on an elevator and we say, and we see somebody else and we say, ooh, that person didn't feel so good.
Yeah.
Or that person, wow, that, you know, that's really attractive. Or you know, we and use these words. And kids are great with that. Yeah. You immediately know, nope, not talking to that. Or, ooh, yeah. Big hugs and smiles.
Yeah, yeah. And dogs.
And yet most people stop there and don't look at what else that might mean or what we're doing energetically and how we're reacting. And then you go into, you know, the ownership of it, because I on my journey had tried and learned other flavors of either energy healing or light healing or different things that are older or younger. And the labeling didn't matter, because what it was about and what energetic alchemy did so well is to help usher me out of my mind and into the allowing of what's really taking place naturally. There's a greater intelligence than that we are aware of. And the more that we can allow that to happen and be present for that exchange, the more effective we are at just being who we are, and more effective is that healing that's taking place across both ourselves and those that we've come in contact with.
Wow. I feel like pausing after that or saying amen or something like that. That's awesome.
You just did.
Yeah. I just said amen. That came out of my mouth. Well, this is great, and I love the fact that we all three got to be on and talk about something that we have benefited from, which we had benefited and are so passionate about. And I am proud of Dorothy, and I'm also proud because I know she had some big clients with some stuff that she worked with for hours upon hours and hours. And then knowing that she was going to do this show, she still took it all on. And then I said to her, you know, we can postpone. And she said, no. And you could tell she's a little tired and all that, but she's like, no, the show must go on. Let's do it. I can do it. And she summoned the energy. And so she is living proof.
Well, she's living proof, and you know, therein is part of the example. You know, energy is limited only in our mind. There's limitless energy around us, and when we open up to it, you know, when she decided I'm going forward, you could see the color in her skin changed, and the smile came back, and she started cracking jokes, and so you know, she chose to be energetic. She chose to change her alchemy, There you have it.
And there you have it indeed. That's right. We didn't get to talk about how funny Dorothy is and how she's real. And that's the thing that finally turned me around and came back. It's like, she's real and this is real and this is really happening. And I'm glad it did and it is, and for so many of us. So with that, I am thankful and grateful to our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue. Thank you, Mark Leger, for the producer's rap and producing. And I am Filippo Voltaggio. I'm everything else. I don't mean it that way. I don't. Anyway, as host of the show, whatever. Thank you to all of you for being with us. I'm reminding you that as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network, and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.